Cooper with you here in the Green Zone. I'll be honest, I have been waiting for this chat for 48 hours. Belton Johnson, our football analyst, is joining us here on the Green Zone. I'm just going to play a little short piece of audio, Belton.
All right, Sammy.
You know, this was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team. And at the end of the day, that's his decision. And I totally respect that. I understand that decision. And, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of luck, wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in.
That it was Lane Kiffin on his departure from Ole Miss, your alma mater, to LSU, definitely not your alma mater. As Belton, Ole Miss, 11-1, going to the playoffs, loses their coach, loses assistant coaches, and who knows what's going to happen when the transfer portal opens. Belton.
Oh, God. Oh, Jim.
How are you?
Cry, man.
How are you doing? Like, this has to be an absolute punch to the you-know-what that this has happened with Ole Miss, one of their best shots at a national championship.
Oh, man, it's gut-wrenching for sure. And being on the cusp of...
Oh, what? Belton's so overcome, we're going to have to check his connection on that one.
He's editing himself. Oh, that's too funny.
Hovering over the dump button on the Lane Kiffin is going to LSU.
I have so many questions for Belton. We got to get him back.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully the cell connection is a little better. But Belton, what? Are you mad at Lane Kiffin?
I'm angry. I'm just everything, Jamie. And, again, just with Ole Miss, right? Great season. We're in the playoffs. And all of this happens. I'm mad at the NCAA, the SEC, everybody.
What's your group? I know you, like, have group chats with alumni and some of your – like, Deuce McAllister and all these guys. What is this like right now?
Well, not only Deuce, Romero, some of those guys, but I was getting calls from lawyers who were, you know, they're in there. They're at the table, you know, talking and thinking. And, you know, and in my head, Jamie, I was just, you know, I think the writing's been on the wall, 2 weeks, when LSU is reportedly offered, 90, 95 million to Kiffin. 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, if somebody offered me that, I'm out of here, right? And so immediately I'm thinking, okay, Ole Miss, we got to look for candidates, somebody. And again, I think it was, yesterday, two of the other candidates, the guy from Florida, Summerall, he signed there. South Florida coach went to where, was it? I can't remember where he went, but those were top two candidates. And I'm sitting here like, man, we ain't got nobody. What's going on? So,
what's Belton doing for the play? Can they? You've coached. How about you get Marcus out of Ohio State? Let's go. The Johnson boys running Ole Miss.
I got one of those texts, by the way, like, come on home.
Come on home, boy. I got a question for you. This is a hypothetical, Belton. Okay. You're on your way to Moose Jaw. It's the dead of winter. It's minus 30. Okay.
Ooh, that's cold.
And you pass somebody, roads are bad, wind is blowing. You pass somebody, it's Lane Kiffin, and he is standing on the side of the road. He's missing a boot, and he's got a jean jacket.
I'm not even stopping. I'm not. I get what you're saying. Lock. I'm keep on moving, man. I did something I never do today. I actually tweeted him.
I saw that.
Freaking bio, man.
Lane Kiffin still has his bio as head coach of Ole Miss, and Belton tweeted him going, change your bio. Good riddance.
That's how angry I am. I never do stuff like that, and it happened today.
So I got a question for you, legit question. With what's happened, it's obvious. I mean, everybody is going to freak out, right? But is there not a scenario where this team, this galvanizes this team? These kids have a players-only meeting. They gather in a gym. They have a meal. Couple guys talk. And they go out and they actually kick some major butt in the playoffs because of this. Is there not a scenario where that's a likely possibility, Belton?
And that's what it's the playoffs, right? So you never know what could happen, Locke. And, you know, I believe they retained the defensive coordinator, which I've heard nothing but good things about him. And, you know, our AD, Keith Carter, you know, I think we might be okay, because I'm actually glad we're not playing in the SEC championship, because at least we got 3 weeks to kind of prep and get ready for this playoff games and everything, right? And that's because I was feeling like, man, if we were to play in the SEC championship, I don't know. That's everything's too soon, right? Because the championship games are, what, this weekend, right? So Ole Miss has at least 3 weeks to prep and get ready for playoffs. You never know what could happen, and you're right. It is, you know, that can galvanize the team. I remember it happened to me when I was at Ole Miss, when Tommy Tuberville, he left in the right after the Egg Bowl. He didn't even coach in it, right? And he left. He went to Auburn. So I can imagine how those players are feeling and everything. And I do hope it brings them all together.
Is college football broken?
Yeah.
Is it broken?
It's good that the players are getting some cash for their name, image, likeness. But the business of the NCAA, like, commitments don't matter anymore. Like, recruitment and commitment was such an important part. And now it looks like it doesn't even bleeping matter.
I don't think it matters, Jamie. You know, our shit is free agent, right? I think I told you a story about my brother when he was there at Purdue. He was, you know, if he wants an old lineman or somebody to kind of come in, you go into that portal and you can make things happen overnight with teams. And I think you see the parity that it's kind of caused already, just how things are going.
Yeah, right? this year was crazy in college.
Oh, it is, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the only rule that I'm looking at right now is poaching, like, far as the coaches and everything.
I can't believe it.
Should not have happened after the season. Or
yeah.
But maybe it's too late, because the portal opens up here in a few weeks, I believe. Or end
this
of
week,
December.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
But every
this week.
Belton, every league, every professional league has rules around how you can talk and approach coaching staffs. Like, it seems crazy to me with the kind of money that they're throwing, $91 million, $13 million a year at this guy. He's the second highest paid coach now in college ball. And, I mean, as much as you got to put him on the villain list, he's... like, they threw a bunch of change at him. The thing that blows me away is that they were able to talk to him in the middle of the season. Like, that's just insane to me.
I don't like that at all. And good for Ole Miss going in. I got to give coach or our athletic director, Keith Carter, credit, you know, because I would hate for him to be sitting in the Ole Miss chair and he's actually working for our rivalry, LSU, recruiting and getting all his ducks in a row and get everybody out of there. I would have hated that.
Yeah, they already
did the right thing, right?
Yeah,
they
did
the right thing, get them out of here.
Well, Lane has a reputation for being the guy that's, you know, once he's got one foot out the door, right, like, that's it. It's it's over.
So, Belton, next year, 2026, LSU will play in Oxford, Mississippi, in Ole Miss. How ugly is that scene going to be? Like, I imagine Lane Kiffin is going to need a police escort all over the place.
He better get a military escort coming up in there, because it is going to be a rough scene. And, I mean, you see what they did. I don't know if you saw the viral video of him at the airport, but the fans let him have it. All social media. I mean, I can't wait for that game, fellas. I cannot wait.
What do you think is going to happen here in a few weeks? There's talk that Ole Miss might be...
I think Ole Miss is going to go on a tear. Well, that's what I think.
There's talk Ole Miss might... Who knows what the... They might rate them out of the top 12 because if what happened.
I know.
Which would be garbage. I would be so ticked off if that happened.
And that would be more fuel to the fire, fellas. Oh, boy.
Yeah. They can't do that. They can't... Mm.
They can do whatever the heck they want.
They can do whatever they want.
They're the NCAA.
Are they that corrupt?
After these championship games, who knows what will happen? Because if Alabama beats Georgia, I still think they'll both be in there, right? But they might just push Ole Miss on out. Other teams, like, anything can happen, man. Anything.
I was saying, who's going to coach Ole Miss? And I'm like, well, there's a pretty good coach at Ohio State who used to play at Ole Miss. Might be related to Belton. His brother Marcus is a pretty darn good coach. Imagine if he's the head coach of Ole Miss, he's not going to leave in the middle of the night. Well, I guess if he's offered $13 million a year, that might change the idea. But
we won't tell anybody. Belton, were you looking at flights today while you were working?
Listen, I've been because I'm hoping a scenario plays out for sure if it's Ohio State and Ole Miss playing.
Oh, that'd be something if Ohio's your brother against his alma mater. That would be
that's a green zone road trip.
Oh boy,
we're going to see an Ole Miss game with Belton Johnson. Get on the bus.
Yeah, well, that'd be phenomenal.
How far of a drive is that, Belton?
Now, Belton, tonight, Monday Night Football, though, let's sort of flip things over, but it's the Patriots could win 10 straight tonight. They likely will. They're playing the Giants. The Patriots are the best team with Drake May in the AFC, and Caleb Williams has the Bears as the best team in the NFC. This is a wild NFL season so far.
It's a very wild season so far, and, you know, Patriots, Drake May. It's talk to him, for MVP and everything as well. And, the Bills, I don't know, right? I was high on the Bills early on in the season. But the Patriots, they have my eye right now because they have a really solid defense. They got a great run game, passing game with the quarterback, decent special teams, right? And as far as the Bears go, Les, I don't know. I feel like they're winning by luck almost, but they're getting the wins, man. Like, they are playing to the very end. If you leave them with a little bit of time and if it's a close gap, I think you have to kind of pull for the Bears a little bit.
That is our Belton Johnson. Tough couple of 24 hours for Ole Miss Rebels as Lane Kiffin goes to LSU. But, Belton, before we go, are you ready?
Hey! Yeah, right. Howdy, Todd. God, somebody, who the hell are we? Hey, flim, flam, bim, bam, Ole Miss. Bam, go to hell, LSU.
That is Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Some news when it comes to the World Junior players acquitted of sexual assault. Cal Foote has now signed an American Hockey League contract. He is the fourth of the five players to sign a pro deal, either in the minors, Europe, or in the National Hockey League. Dylan Dubé, the only one who has not signed a contract as of yet, as for goaltender Carter Hart. He has been recalled from the AHL as these players can now play in the National Hockey League as of today. And Carter Hart is scheduled to be in the lineup tomorrow for the Vegas Golden Knights against Chicago. Only five games tonight in the NHL, including the Winnipeg Jets. They take on Buffalo. And Monday Night Football, it is the New York Giants struggling away against the New England Patriots, who have won nine straight heading into tonight. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, we're going to flip the script over to hockey on 980 CJME and 650 CKLM.
Hello, Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Oh, and Baton Rouge.
Good thing we didn't play this in front of Belton Johnson, because Baton Rouge is the home of Louisiana State University, who just got Lane Kiffin away from Ole Miss.
Yeah, that would have been
a
misfire.
Interesting twist.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got the Ole Miss hottie toddy in for him. Fight song for the Rebels. I'm a little worried.
I'm leaning on that team is going to
rally.
They're going to get behind this decision, and
here's my worry. Because LSU and Ole Miss are such rivals, my worry is Lane Kiffin is somehow, like, the first team they play, he's going to just fax them their playbook. And, like, here you go. Go beat Ole Miss. And that'll be that.
Really? He's that kind of guy?
Really? Lane Kiffin is a jack wagon. He has been his whole life and career.
How do guys like that get? How do they make?
As someone texted us, the only reason Lane Kiffin is anything is because his daddy invented the Tampa 2 defense, Monty Kiffin, and he got through the coaching ranks. But he's successful. They went 11-1. Like, you're a good coach. He's in his career. 15 years ago, there were riots at, I think, Tennessee when he left. Like, it was a gong show. Because it's similar to Ole Miss. There wasn't riots, thankfully, but they're showing up at the airport.
I hate it when miserable people stumble into success in their lives. It just drives me crazy.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Let's flip over to the Western Hockey League, the best team in the East Division, the best team in the Eastern Conference, the PA Raiders. Not sure a lot of people in the pundits had the PA Raiders near the top of the table. Curtis Hunt, the general manager, talked to their success and whether it's a surprise for him early this season.
The thing about us is like, when you look at our group, you don't go, maybe Daxon Rudolph's the guy you maybe circle and say, yeah, he's a tremendous player. But it isn't like our top scorer is, what, 55th in the league. We do everything by committee. I think our group of D moves the puck better than anybody. And we returned a lot of players. We were talking about Orsalak just real quick, and Michael's done a tremendous job coming in. And then Fortin has really played well for us, so we've had a tandem in goal. So I don't know if I was surprised. You're always surprised by the imports because you're never really sure. It usually takes some time, and we do have three rookies. Takes some time. Those guys have been fantastic. But, guys just play hard. We're stingy. We don't give up much, and we find ways to win throughout our lineup.
Would you compare yourself to the Abs of the NHL right now?
Well, they've got that couple guys who are really good. But I don't know if I compare us to anyone. We're certainly a little bit of a juggernaut in terms of how we play. But I just think we're deep. Our guys are committed to the win versus the individual stuff. And we just got a real good group of selfless young men who, love to play, love to compete for each other. And it's funny when we do lose, as we did on Saturday night, kind of a just unfortunate bounce, they're devastated, but back here we are Monday after a day off and ready to work.
Curtis Hunt, general manager of the PA Raiders, who only have two regulation losses, one by a fluke accident on Saturday as the Cobra Chickens were on the ice. These promote like the Bananas. So if Curran has theirs,
yeah.
How popular is the Cobra Chicken brand still in Prince Albert as this has gained some heat over the last couple of years?
It's fantastic. Like, and actually, we see Cobra Chicken hats in the funniest places. I was at a Seattle game and I saw a hat, and I'm talking Seahawks. Mind you, I saw a Ryder jersey down there too, which being a Sasky guy was always impressive. But, you know, it's unique. It's fun. We can certainly all relate to it. Anyone who's walked through the park anywhere in Saskatchewan and got too close to those chicks, the way they come at you with the hissing. But it's been a lot of fun. I think the guys enjoy wearing it. And, you know, it's unfortunate we didn't get the result. But still, we'll probably stick with it. This year we went with whites instead of blacks. And I thought it was a really good look as well.
So just to give a bit of perspective on the, where does the Cobra Chicken come from, Curtis? Because I'm new, and Jamie was like, there's a story there, but I'm not sure what it is.
Well, it's kind of a, and I think it all comes from the Bananas, the baseball team, and you know, just looking at new ways to maybe have some fun, take advantage of some of the, you know, the local flair. You know, we're in Saskatchewan. Anyone who's walked Wascana Park, I know you guys are in Regina. You know, you've had the goose come at you nice and low and hissing, and it just scares you. And there's videos all over the internet about it, and it's been nicknamed the Cobra Chicken. And so we were looking at a bunch of different things. You know, let's rebrand for a night and see what happens. I think it's Slough Sharks down in Swift Current. And, mm-hmm. I think that refers to the pike, or I would say anyone who's caught one and had to deal with the teeth. So, you know, it's the same thing. It's just having some fun with our brand, getting outside our colors a little bit, and it's been real popular here.
Love it.
Curtis, you talked a little bit about your defensive play goaltending, but how crucial has it been for Mikhail Orsulak to come in real quick as an import to PA? And I know with the goalie tandem, to be able to have that that insurance policy behind your defensive structure, especially because there's some like, oh, well, without Max Hildebrand, what's it going to look like in net for the Raiders? But how important has that been to have a smooth transition from a longtime PA Raider who was kind of like the face and name of the franchise to have such solid play from your import goalie this year?
I would agree. When you sit in the summer when Max graduated from the program and you're going, you know, that's a big hole in terms of not just the goaltender, the personality, the leadership, the commitment, like just the way he worked. And I think, you know, Fortin came back, first of all, as a veteran guy, 19-year-old guy, and eager and wanting to maybe take that spot. And then when we brought in Mikhail, he played the Hlinka. He was down in Texas at the U18. I think he had a real tough tournament. The U18 ended up as their third guy. And our reports were very, very positive on him. In terms of a young man, he's here early every morning. It's good morning every day. I think he's a kid that just loves to play the game and has taken advantage of a great opportunity. I'll share a little side story. Karlovy, whatever it is, in the Czech Republic, his midget or junior team did not. They sent him here with his cup and his helmet. And that was it.
Well, we had two very important things you need to protect.
Yeah, well, that's a good start if you're a goalie, I guess. So we got here and we already had his... we had his skates ordered. We were going to wait on gear till he got here just to make sure the sizing was all right. And we had the scrounge to get pads. Well, he catches with the right hand. So it was a challenge to find some gloves. So we kind of teased him a little bit, calling him Kijiji, because we had some pads from one place and he catches from somewhere else. And we borrowed gloves from Kelly Gard, had a friend in town who was a right-handed catcher, and he went through camp. I think thought he let in one goal. Camp, he started the year very well, and when his new gear came, we weren't sure we wanted to give it to
him. Yeah. Just hide it from him.
Yeah.
But, I think it reflects on, you know, the mentality of what a player really should be. Is like, it doesn't matter what you give me. I want to play. I just want to play. It doesn't matter. I don't need
a stick.
I don't need a certain. And I think it's a little bit contagious. And it was like Dragicevic last year when we got him. He says, what number do you want? He says, I don't care. I don't look at it. And it's that same kind of attitude of, just put me out there. I want a chance to play, and then I'll show you.
When you're playing as well as you are, there's got to be a surprise or two or somebody you're like, let's see how he does. And it's like, okay, having a great start to the season. Can you point out a guy, maybe it's Jonas Sivertsen or someone like that, who's maybe been a pleasant surprise to start the year?
Well, with Seve, I'll start with Seve. You brought him up. Regina kid, too, and a champion with the Patsies. I know he was frustrated when we returned him last year, but I think just great experience, logging lots of minutes, and a key part of that championship. And then this year, just getting up to speed. What I like about Seve is when he fails pucks forward. He doesn't put anyone else in trouble. And now he's in the last week, I think he's had two highlight reel goals for us, and his line is really going. And then his centerman, the fans won't know Smitty as well, but as he's a BC kid, but he's played unbelievable for us. And really, Evan Smith has come out of nowhere as a 19-year-old, and I think has really taken ownership of our group in terms of leadership, scored some big goals. We had an American player in young Corkish who kind of nobody knew, and he's just one of those guys that never quits, the energizer buddy type of player. And he just goes and goes and goes. I think he's a great compliment wherever you put him in our lineup. And then on the back end, our two young kids, young Cripps and Bennett Kelly. Bennett's dad actually played here in Prince Albert in the 90s and then went on to a pro career. But those two young guys can step in. They can play against anybody. They move pucks. They play with composure, and they've been really nice surprises for us this year.
Curtis, we'll just wrap up quickly with another sort of event night, Teddy Bear and Tuke Toss, Saturday, December 13th. I'll get you to speak to that because these Teddy Bear nights have just gone crazy.
Oh, especially in those big markets, like there'll be thousands on. So I think in our market, I think when you look at what's probably more important and for our fans listening would be Tukes and Socks. Because most of the children that are here, they go in for maybe a day or two, but really end up at the Children's Hospital in Saskatoon. So if we can support kids at school or some of the people or some of the folks in town that are, maybe chasing it a little bit with some of the winter wear, because we're in the middle of it now. We have lots of snow. So I would encourage folks, teddy bears are great. However, we'd encourage you to bring some socks and some toques to those events. And, we can share some of that wealth with some of the folks in town.
That is Curtis Hunt, the PA Raiders general manager here on the Green Zone. As the PA Raiders, points percentage-wise, the best team in the Eastern Conference. They're not in first in the standings because they played five fewer games than the Edmonton Oil Kings. They're only 4 points
back. And I love the fact that it's a team that's just come together. There's no one guy that's carrying the whole team. Right? It's just
up and down the lineup. They're getting contributions from
everybody. They're rolling lines. They're playing good defense. They got strong goaltending. They've got guys chipping in when they need it. They're winning close games. Like, it's a team. It's a good team.
And a good point at the end there. Tukes, Socks, if for the Teddy Bear Toss night, they'd welcome.
I didn't know
those.
That you could do that. That was new to me. So that's why I wanted to bring that up with Curtis.
Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Champs and Chumps next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners. Big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best. And you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each and every day, champs and chumps, we got double champs today. A champ, Broncos, Alex Singleton, former Calgary Stampeder. He was rooting for Corey Mace and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the Grey Cup. That doesn't make him a champ. He made his comeback, first game back. He was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Recently, this came from a drug test where they found increased levels
Okay.
And it was like, he was like, that's not right.
Oh, wow.
And they
He went for a pee test and they caught testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Out of a drug test. And he was like, that's not right. This is not right. I am not that guy. I've never taken anything. And they did their due diligence and went, man, you got testicular cancer. That's why
they
found out that that can raise these levels. And so he got diagnosed. But back last night, came up big, play down the middle of the field to Zach Ertz, and you could see the play. He timed it perfectly to punch the ball out to make it an incomplete pass. Also would have been a big gain for the Commanders.
If you go back and watch that play, too, not only was it perfectly timed, it was clean.
Oh.
Those are tough. Those are tough.
Right on the ball. It was
amazing. Tough coverage. That's a tough coverage to do clean.
And locker, we have another champ from the weekend, Kyle Palmieri.
Double champs.
Of the New York Islanders. He got in a collision with Jamie Drysdale. What happened next was crazy. So the Flyers move the puck back into the zone as Palmieri's trying to make his way. He's hurt, and he stick checks the defenseman,
steals the
throws
puck.
A pass over to his teammate. They score while he can barely walk to the locker room. So Kyle might have been.
He could be out for the rest of the year, ACL tear.
Yeah.
But on his way to the bench, makes a play, the second assist.
Amazing play.
Yeah.
From Kyle Palmieri.
Look at us on a Monday, double champing.
Double champs on a Monday. Chump to Locker for not singing karaoke on Friday night.
It wasn't happening. I left early. I would have sang. I had like 15 tunes lined up and ready to go from all the requests.
That's why the MC went, is Locker gone? Okay, we'll just trash all these requests for karaoke and move right. Britton Gray, you're next. Creed.
He's doing the Creed catalog. Although
someone sang Creed on him and he was a little upset on it.
Whoa. Someone jumped in there and pre-Creeded him?
Yeah.
What?
He was upset about
it. Is this a new person?
Someone from the newsroom. We're not talking about it. It's a little controversy going around the building right now that someone usurped Britton Gray on singing Higher.
I'm surprised he didn't throw hands.
Meanwhile, the latest in sports. There's five games in the NHL tonight. The Winnipeg Jets. They are taking on Buffalo and also Monday Night Football. I've checked the calendar. It is Monday today.
It's Monday, everybody.
It is the New York Giants against the...
Took us all day, but we figured out what day it is. It's
New
Monday.
England Patriots. And the Minnesota Vikings have waived veteran wide receiver Adam Thielen as he wants an opportunity to play somewhere else. He has not played well for the Minnesota Vikings and... They're not throwing them the ball anyways. That's it for us on a Monday. Back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.